Last week, a count of the homeless in King County found more than 2,700 men, women, and children sleeping outside without shelter. That's about 5% more people than last year. While many agree that more needs to be done to aid the homeless, there are questions about how best to do it. A temporary winter shelter in Lake City and Shoreline this month has raised concerns from some neighbors. In Kitsap County, residents denounced a plan to turn an old church camp into housing for homeless men. In Ballard, concerns about the homeless have inspired a plan to provide a place for people to go to the bathroom and take a shower. But as KUOW's Megan Walker reports, the idea has been met with some resistance.
Sharon Lee is the director of the Low Income Housing Institute. She wants to build a hygiene facility called an urban rest stop in Ballard. Lee wants to put it on the ground floor of a six-story senior housing development being built on Northwest 57th Street, close to the Ballard Library.
A lot of homeless people are sort of using the library restroom or misusing the library restroom and trying to take a sponge bath out of the sink. And, there's basically no other hygiene facility. And recently, the city also pulled the porta potty away from the park.
The rest stop would have 5 shower rooms with toilets and laundry available at no cost. There are currently 2 urban rest stops already in Seattle. One is downtown and the other in the University District. The U District rest stop is down an alley, just off University Avenue. Brian Poole works there.
So as you walk in the door, you see the podium here and we have a sign-in sheet.
The U District rest stop is packed today, with a line of men waiting for their turn to take a shower. This is pretty normal, Poole says. He's worked at the rest stops for 4 years.
We have shampoo and soap, shaving cream, razors, toothbrushes, all that kind of stuff.
There are 4 private showers and 1 bathroom.
At the end of the room, we have a small laundry room with 2 washers and 2 dryers. And that's pretty much it.
A man named Jacob is here today. He's waiting to use the shower. He says he uses the rest stop often.
The laundry is really helpful, and the showers are very helpful. It allows me to stay clean. And I like the urban rest stop better than most of my houses that I have lived in. You know, there's more efficient, saves more water, saves more money. Get exercise on the way here.
Jacob says if Ballard has an urban rest stop, he'd use it, without a doubt. It would be built just a couple blocks away from the busy main drag and a few hundred feet from the Ballard Commons Park, where homeless people tend to hang out. It also happens to be right in the middle of a residential block. Nick Mullenholt lives on that block. He's worried about the rest stop attracting large crowds in front of his house.
One of the big concerns is noise. I mean, if you have 50 people waiting in line outside of your bedroom window, it's going to be quite loud.
The location of the rest stop is at the heart of the issue for Mullenholt and several other neighbors. He thinks the rest stop will attract homeless people from outside of Ballard.
So you don't necessarily need it to be in such a central location as it's proposed, somewhere down by the food bank where it's close to transit services. It seems like a better location.
Mullenholt said he'd much rather see it in a more commercial or industrial part of Ballard, where mothers pushing strollers won't have to navigate through a sidewalk packed with people waiting to take a shower. But Sharon Lee says its central location is important.
When you think about it psychologically, not too many people will hop on a bus or hop on Sound Transit to get to some place to pee, right?
Lee says, as a result, the homeless are urinating on people's lawns. Mullenholt agrees that this is an issue. But on top of his other concerns, he worries about the seniors who will be living in the Lehigh development right above the rest stop. He pictures seniors having to push their way through crowds of homeless people right at their doorstep.
I think that it's better to catch it now and really realize what impact it's going to have rather than down the road look back and say, well, this was kind of a project that was doomed from the get-go.
The application for the rest stop will go before the city's Department of Planning and Development in the next few months. A city official says a review will likely be a public process, which will allow neighbors a chance to weigh in. If the permit goes through, the urban rest stop will likely be built within the next year. For KOW News, I'm Megan Walker.